Welcome to Chat About, sponsored today by Beltrami Electric Cooperative, Bemidji Chrysler Center, Honda of Bemidji, and Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Refrigeration. My guest today is Joe Boudreaux, a peer recovery specialist certified at Sanford Health. It's Recovery Month, and the Recovery Walk is coming up this weekend. We'll hear from Joe next on Chat About. Joe, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Kev. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you back in. Today, though, we're going to talk about recovery because it is it's National Recovery Month.
It is. It is. The whole month of September has been designated. I'm not sure the year that it was. Just something I found out most recently, that there are a lot of organizations across the United States that do the work, and also have proclaimed that this would be a good month to celebrate. And so we have purple is one of, you know, we have different ribbons for different months and stuff like that. So our ribbon and our color is purple.
Okay. Viking season. Yes. Well, Joe, let's talk about the word recovery for a moment. I think, you know, most of us think of that as alcohol, drugs, gambling would be three that you hear a lot about here. But there's a lot of addictions beyond that, right?
Exactly. Yes, it's kind of interesting when you start looking into what addictions and the addiction behavior and personalities are like. We all could be falling under some kind of addiction. Some may be addicted to chocolate or donuts or shopping. Yeah, there's a lot, and there's some things that go along with that. Like I said, there's some distinct behaviors when you know that when you become compulsive and it changes how you live your life, then that's when it becomes a problem.
One of them, obviously, in the modern world, social media, your screens. Has that been deemed an actual addiction yet? Because there's a lot of the same kind of compulsive behaviors.
Correct. I just read an article or heard an article recently that some organization that does all the behavioral psychological stuff had said yes, it meets the criteria for addiction, because people just, you can't put your, it's like the phone is glued to your hand and you can't get by a day without seeing, you know, the social media, who's posting, who hasn't texted me or who texted me. It is a thing.
Yeah. Wow. Well, and again, the word recovery indicates, you know, somebody comes to a crossroads and they decide it's time to change, right?
Correct. It's a journey, and I've come to realize that it's where people are at in their life. We when we do the work, that's what we do, is we meet people where they're at, because recovery has many pathways, and we honor that, and it makes sense to me after, you know, finding out about my addiction and learning that there are different ways and different avenues that people and have to go through. You know, people sometimes don't get it the first time they quit, and then there's a relapse. And so the whole thing that I understand is that you don't lose hope, because there's always hope, and still believe that there is healing for the individual. And I'm a great example of that.
Mm, wow. We hear so much about opioids right now, but what would you say is the most common addiction in modern America?
I would say we probably know that alcoholism has been around for a long time. I haven't done a lot of research in our country here, but I know, being a Native American man, there was addiction back, you know, several centuries ago, when the colonists came and they traded whiskey for different things, for furs and pelts and stuff like that, it became an addiction back then. In fact, there was recovery work back then. There was a gentleman in one of the First Nation people on the East Coast. His name was Handsome Lake. That's what they call him. His name was Gunada Dinio, and he realized that, you know, my people are sick. They're being affected by this, what we call fire water. But it changed the person. It was a mind changer. Some elders talked about that these different mind changes are going to be coming, and that was one of them, was alcohol. And it was ruining people's lives, villages. So they use principles that they had all along in their spirituality. And what we think of now as the 12-step program was some of the very same principles. And so people think of the 12-step programming that, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous created it, or it may be their program, but it's actually been around for a long, long time, even before that. And so we, in our substance use disorder services at Sanford Behavioral Health, we do have Wellbriety, which is the native perspective in the 12 steps in that program, and the spirituality there. So, but I think alcoholism has been around probably primarily for many, many, many decades, even centuries. And as we know, you know, the industry is very strong, and it's acceptable. You know, people, you can buy a 12-pack, go home, enjoy. But some people don't know how to drink social. I never understood what that meant, because when I grew up, my buddies in high school, we didn't drink to socialize. We drank to get drunk.
Yeah. Just give us maybe some tips for people who think they might be having an issue. What are the key things that would indicate, no, you are addicted to this, you have a problem?
Well, when it starts affecting the different areas of your life, your health, your well-being in general, you know, your job, your family life, because it'll affect pretty much everything. Now, there are some people, we've heard the term functional alcoholics, and I don't know how that works. I may have understood that once upon a time, but I couldn't function, and I wasn't in a healthy way. And so some people are prone to having those behaviors where you can't stop. And so when those people are feeling in the families and their friends, and people notice that, you know, their life is just, you know, coming apart, then that's when the time is to, and, you know, people do interventions these days. There's families, there's even programs that do interventions. But to come alongside that person and say, you know, we are concerned, you know, and there's something going on here, a lot of people won't reach out right away because of the shame and stigma that goes along with addictions. But just that initial recognizing that, you know, this is really affecting that individual in so many different ways.
Yeah. And like you said, not just individuals, those around the individuals.
Correct. I once heard a statistic here years ago that the addict affects at least 16 people's different lives. I mean, there's at least 16 people in that person's life that are affected by their addiction, which is, okay, I started thinking about that. What does that mean? Well, yeah, you know, family could be your employer, your neighbor, you know. Mr. Brown gets mad and, you know, is drinking and, you know, throws, you know, his lawn chair across the yard and breaks the neighbor's windshield, things like that.
Yeah.
Kind of a radical example. Yeah. But.
Wow. What do we know the percentage of people with addictions in the United States?
I've seen some. It's probably a little hard to capture all that because, sure, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of people don't come out and, you know, with admitting or knowing that, you know, there is help. And so, again, it has to do with shame and stigma, you know, with that comes with the addiction, the disease of addiction, which does meet the criteria for, you know, for the American Medical Association. There is a criteria that meets what a definition of a disease is, and addiction does meet that. And so, but I think upwards of maybe, I know recently I thought I saw a number probably between 24 and 25 million, somewhere around there, that at least have sought help and are getting treatment for it or in some kind of a recovery or organization or fellowship that is helping them stay sober.
Okay. Well, and again, that's those who recognize it, there might be people spending 4, 5, 6 hours a day playing video games or on social media that don't recognize that they've got the issues like this or any other thing as well. Joe Boudreau, my guest today, he's a peer recovery specialist at Sanford Health, and you've got Recovery Walk coming up on Saturday, Joe.
That is correct. So there are some organizations besides the one I work for. You know, Sanford Behavioral Health has their Substance Use Disorder Services department and in our Wellbriety program. And about a year ago, I started coming alongside and meeting with a few people that are in different programs in Bemidji. So we have probably between 6 and 8 programs in our area here that deal with substance use disorders. And so I met with a few of them, and we start talking about having an alliance. How can we come together? Because I do believe strength in numbers is where it's at, is where people, you know, when we come together as community and help people. And other bigger cities in our state have these alliances or coalitions, and you know they bring resources and help so that you know the recovery community organization, what it's called, the RCOs, can help with any kind of programming, you know, things like that. So our alliance was just pretty much just came together just a couple months ago. We started meeting, we started talking about events, we started talking about the fact that yes, this is Recovery Month, and so we put together one of the first events that we wanted to do was to do this Recovery Walk, which is this Saturday. And we will start over at the NWACDC building. That's the building just on the south end of the Slumberland.
Okay.
Right there. You'll see the sign that says Ajumen, which means crossroads. So we'll start there and we'll walk down to Paul and Babe. And we'll have a little bit of a program at the end. We'll have a few people speak. We'll coincide and probably clash with the food festival.
Yeah.
So we weren't worried about really having any kind of a meal at the end there or anything, because there's going to be all kinds of food vendors down there. So that'll be perfect. And so that's one event. And then Thursday, September 21st in the evening, I believe we talked about between 5 and 8 p.m. we're going to have a summit or a opiate awareness event at the NWACDC building in their big conference room there. So those are just two events coming up now. We're talking about different events that will be coming up in the following months, because now October, we thought about having a sober dance, you know, maybe a Halloween dance. November, we can get together and have a feast. You know, and December, you know, December is just a month of parties and gatherings. But a place for people to come and feel safe and not have to worry about people using, or, you know, just have a safe, healthy place to come, be with people that are dealing with the addictions or on the road to recovery.
And I'm assuming for the Recovery Walk, anybody who wants to walk is welcome to walk.
Correct, correct. Okay. It's interesting. There is an organization, Minnesota Recovery Connection, and several other organizations just had a huge walk down at the state capitol, and there's thousands that come to that one. That's, they kind of gather around the capitol. They do a walk. I can't remember how far they go. It's about a mile or so. It's not very far. But and then they raise money for different organizations, things like that. So we're not on that scale, we hope. But yes, anybody can come and join, friends, family. We have some of our coworkers coming. Some of the organizations will bring along people, but anybody can come and join us. We'll gather between 9 and 10, and we'll start walking towards Paul and Babe at 10 o'clock. We'll finish up, and we'll have a little bit of a program, like I said, at the end.
Is there a fee for this? Are you trying to raise some money for anything? Or?
No. This is just an event to bring awareness and come together. I mentioned earlier that it's just really important to come together. And so with our alliance, we are really wanting to go forward with a recovery movement here in this area. This includes, you know, the reservations. Like I was mentioning that there are different organizations, the recovery community organizations across the state, but Bemidji doesn't really have one. So we're on track to start, you know, with our alliance, but to build a recovery movement in this area. And what I mean by that is that so we have everybody on board, the community, and that means not just the person that's struggling with the addiction, but their physician, their family, their banker, everybody that knows somebody that has an addiction. We all do know people that have addictions or are struggling. I don't think you could count out anybody that doesn't know somebody. And so this is our recovery movement as a way to bring awareness and to bring some hope and understand that there is healing and that we do and we can recover.
One thing that, you know, I wouldn't say I hear a lot, but I think that the attitude still exists among some people who have never had addiction issues. Well, just quit.
Correct. Yes. And wouldn't that be great?
That
would be great if we could snap our finger and just say, yes, he's done. He's done drinking. She's done taking pills, things like that. But it doesn't work that way. You know, our human behavior is very complex and interesting. You know, we have in our medical system, we have different treatments for, say, diabetes. We can, you know, help them control their blood sugars, you know, give them insulin. But human behavior is tricky because they really haven't come up a way with diagnosing and treating exactly what, you know, what goes on in our minds and our emotions, things like that. And yeah, there are treatments, there's treatment modalities, but we are all built so unique and different that it's hard to say for one what works for one person will work for the next.
Yeah.
So that work is continuing to be done, but we want to make sure that we understand that addiction is a disease and it's no different than having a cancer or diabetes or high blood pressure. It is a medical problem.
Yeah. You've got another event coming up on Thursday for opiate awareness.
Correct. Yes, that's at the NWICDC building. Some people still call it the OIC. Yeah. NWICDC stands for Northwest Indian Community Development Center. They do a lot of really great work over there for families and people that are struggling with addictions. They have programming there for GEDs. People can get housing, things like that. It's been a great organization over there, and we've come alongside their programming. We also are working with Faces Together, which is right down the street here, and some of those folks. And North Homes is another organization. And there's a few other organizations that we hope that will join in. And so, like I said, we can become a strong community of recovery and push forward this recovery movement that we're envisioning.
Okay. And then, again, September is Recovery Month, and September 30th is International Recovery Day.
Correct. Something I just found out not too long ago, and it was kind of eye-opening that there is the recognition worldwide that people are struggling, and there is this disease called addiction. And to bring awareness into that, I think, is one of the ways people can have hope, is to know that, okay, I'm not the only one. Because I have my lived experience, and there are many times there I thought I was the only one, and I was very lonely and isolating feeling to have that. And no, you're not the only one. And I always tell people that I work with that, you know, I look them in the eye and tell them, no, you're not alone anymore. You may feel that way, but now you have somebody in your corner. In fact, when you come to our services and our programming, now you have these people in your corner. But in peer recovery and our community organizations here, you have a lot of people in your corner, and a lot of people are going through the same things that you're doing. So let's just come together and let's do this together.
Yeah, that's why those groups are so important.
Exactly.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to make sure people know before we wrap it up today?
No, just happy to be able to talk about this. And as I mentioned, we just kind of started the Alliance and the recovery movement. There's more to come. I think there is a real genuine excitement because we, you know, most of the people that are in peer recovery or work in the field, they have their lived experience. And so we know what it's like to go through this disease. And so we just want everybody I just always pray and hope for healing, you know, and in my faith, you know, I believe it exists. I believe that it can happen. But we just need to do it together. We're meant to be relational. We're meant to be community. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, God would have just made one man and said, call it good.
Yeah.
But that's not the way it works. We just need to come together, be together. And if you know somebody that's struggling with addiction, have them reach out. There are many programs here in the Bemidji area. You can call Sanford. You can call Face It Together. You can call over to the NWICDC, North Homes. Oshiki Manadu is another program. But there is ways. And maybe someday we can have a number in this area. But I know that there are a lot of different resources. But a number in this area that people can call or text or whatever if they need help. But it's there. And okay. Please reach out. And if you are family members, you know, all you can do is love that person, pray for them, and hope the best for them. But definitely support them in any way you can.
And one more time for Recovery Walk this Saturday.
Correct. 10 a.m. We'll start walking towards Paul and Babe from the NWICDC, so we'll travel south. Not sure how far that is, probably about a mile and a half or so. And then we'll stop at Paul and Babe. We'll have a little bit of a program there and a few people speaking. And then, of course, I understand there'll be a lot of food trucks down there this weekend. So
plenty to eat.
Plenty to eat. Yeah.
Joe Boudreau is a peer recovery specialist certified at Sanford Health. My guest today as we discussed Recovery Month and some events in Bemidji that will accommodate that month. Joe, thanks for being here. Great, great information today.
You're very welcome, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Chatabout has been sponsored today by Bemidji Chrysler Center Honda of Bemidji, Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Refrigeration, and Beltrami Electric Cooperative. Tomorrow on Chatabout, the mayor of Bemidji is in. We'll hear from George Prince. I'm Kev Jackson. Thanks for being here today.